The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. That was then. And we'll talk about what that means. And are you looking to be a salt stick? A salt stick, right. And then finally, facing round the corner.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation. We'll do a little bit of trivia. Praise reports are welcome. Prayer requests are welcome. Just keep in mind, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Let's start off with our first sponsorship read. She was in the studio last week. That's my way of giving a big hint to Wonder Julie. We're going to talk about our very own Pamela Milkyono.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's
Milkyono. That's right. We've got a new commercial that's going to be going on tap that you're going to be hearing. We're not getting rid of the old commercial. We're just running a couple of different commercials. Our clients get multiple commercials and multiple runs. Here's the bottom line. If you're looking for somebody to help you in the real estate realm, it's my understanding, and I am not by any means a financial genius. They'll leave that up to Jamie. I'm not a roof genius. We'll leave that up to John. I'm not a chiropractic genius. We'll leave it up to Dr. B. And I'm certainly not a real estate genius. We'll leave that up to Pamela. But what I have heard is that there's more people coming to Texas than there are properties or homes available. Going to be a very interesting market over the next 10 years. You want somebody who understands it, studies it, connects to it, but most importantly, connects to the people that she's serving. Notice I didn't use the phrase, you know, working for, serving. She wants to be a servant. She wants to be a blessing. Pamela Melchione really wants to do it the way the Lord wants her to do it, just the best she can before the Lord. So her work is her ministry, as it should be. And it should be that way for all of us. The Blessed Realty Company at theblessedrealtycompany.com. The Blessed, B-L-E-S-S-E-D, realtycompany.com. 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. If you talk to Pamela, you'll get a wonderful opportunity to talk to somebody who gets the market, gets what's going on, and cares. That you're not a number on a belt, like, hey, I got another one. Or you're not a bonus so that she can go on a vacay. You're somebody the Lord has brought into her life. I like that. I'm just going to stand by that. Couple things we want to deal with. We're going to be talking about what we would call that was then. I'm going to get to that in a second. Before I get there, I might need a tiny little bit of help from our Wonder Julie, just because she knows the industry better than I do in the sense of overall knowledge, for sure. But I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but a chyron is the stuff they put at the bottom of a television, like a television thing. The chyron is all that writing at the bottom. Does that sound about right?
I've never heard that word before in my life.
Okay. Were you right there with me? I just want to say. So anyway, underneath, when you're watching television, they have all that
like
writing.
The ticker.
Yeah, the ticker, like the ticker thing. Tape. Exactly, yeah. Right? And it's got a name. I think they call it a chyron. I don't know why. I mean, somebody's probably, it's probably Latin, Vulgate, here, there, everywhere. I don't know. But here's what I do know, and I just want to say this real quickly. So yesterday, I went to the gym because when I go to the gym, I like to think of that, you know, fee-fi-fo-fum, you know. I'm a guy on a treadmill going thump, 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 thump. So it's kind of entertaining for most people, kind of a strain for me, just like. And I was watching a couple of different televisions at one time, and underneath that, those subtitle thingies under there, it made a mention about Donald Trump. And what it said was, Trump offers false denial on... Now stop. I just want you to stop. I just want you to understand. I don't care if you watch CNN. I don't care if you watch MSNBC. I don't care if you watch Fox. I don't care who you watch. I don't care when you watch it. You must understand. All human beings have a sinful nature. Those that are redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ, that sinful nature does not necessitate ruling them. It's been crucified. Practically, we're still working our way into looking like Jesus, but positionally, crucified, done, over with. But every human being has a bias, period. Every news outlet has a bias, period. I will issue you from Broadcast News the greatest statement about news entities. Ready? The editors pick the story. That's how you know the news is biased. Bing. That's it. You don't pick the stories. You get what they tell you to listen to. I don't care what the news outlet is. That doesn't matter. So my point is, it's always been pretty obvious that people are biased and news outlets are biased. And whether they want to admit it or not, nobody cares. We know what's going on. And if you will just use your mind in English and look at the adjectives that they use to describe things in those little subtitles, you can tell instantly where a either a show is or whether it's where a station is. So when CNN used the phrase Trump offers a false denial, first of all, that is bad English. Okay, I'm just saying, if there's an English major, somebody please help me out. Terrible, right? You can offer a denial that turns out to be false, or you can offer a denial that turns out to be true, but you can't offer a false denial. It's not even grammatically correct. But that's not the problem. The problem is, in their minds, it's a false denial. The adjective there is false. If they just would have said Trump offers a denial, that would have been news. But because they said Trump offers a false denial, that is biased or propagandist. Just be aware of adjectives. I don't care if you're watching Fox News. I've seen Chris Wallace say a couple of things before. I was like, what? What? You can't say that. But they do. So here's my answer. If you really want to stay current, lick the top of your finger, put your finger outside the window, see which way the wind is blowing, and make sure you're aware that the Lord is coming back. That will keep you more current than anything they will ever tell you. I'm just trying to help you out, so don't get caught up in the minutia. There are decent people and decent outlets. They're more balanced than others, but there are a couple. Yikes. Stay away from them. You don't need that. And speaking of trash, he's like, that transition? Come on. That should give me an Emmy. Oh, wait, I don't get Emmys on radio. What do you get for a radio award? If you don't get an Emmy, what do you get? Do you get like a wax thing with juice? Okay. Speaking of trash, here's something I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about going Back to the Future. You ever see the movie Back to the Future? The first one was really good, right? I don't know about the second one and the third one, but the first one was great. Okay, here's the bottom line. Have you ever, watch this, have you ever thought of a great idea but didn't act on it, and then some time goes by and somebody else comes up with that idea and does it and it's successful? And then you say, if only I would have. Have you ever done that? Have you ever done the if only? Well, if only if I. I was driving down Bell Road in Phoenix, Arizona, when there was nothing there, and I turned and said, they should put a mega movie theater right there. There's nothing there. People would come from all over. About 8 years later, I went back to Arizona. Guess what was on that unbuilt property, unowned property, right when I said that? A 15-theater stadium. I thought, if I only had $1 billion. See? And then here's the thing. If you're operating in the, if only I were, if only... Now, I want to say something about this because we're going to get into the scripture on this. And you're thinking, well, what kind of scripture relates to this? Well, we're going to really examine this. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Here's what I want you to get. Ready, 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 ready. There are things that come into your life, and they come in, and they go out. And if you keep saying, if only, you're a person that's hanging on a little bit with bitterness. Because what you're saying is, if this circumstance had been different, then all of this would be different. And everything else would be different. Here's the problem. One, you don't know if any of that is true. Two, you're looking backwards, not forwards. Three, you're not obeying the command, forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. Four, bitter people are a bummer to be around. I'm just telling you the truth. And five, you can tell if you're bitter if you're using if only. I remember when we were first Christians, we used to say, if Paul McCartney would just become a Christian, everybody would. That's how dumb we are, were and are. We'll come back. We'll examine this in depth. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy, 972-445-1700, or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
One of the most frustrating experiences a person can go through is having body pain. It's also difficult to watch one of your loved ones go through that same type of pain. Since we moved to Texas, my wife has quite a bit of bodily pain. Knowing that my wife is getting better because she's going to Dr. Brandon Brown, now that's a true blessing. I share with you my recommendation for Dr. B. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362. I've entrusted him with the care of my wife, and I'm confident that any person who listens to our radio show will get the same type of quality service. And by the way, it's Migraine Awareness Month, and that pain in your head could be from your back. Get in touch with Dr. B and find out. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362.
Dr. Robert Jeffress. On hell.
I had a lady one time, we did a Q&A session in our church. We call Ask the Pastor. Usually I know what they're going to ask, but this lady raised her hand and she said, Pastor, if a woman is pregnant at the rapture, does that mean she will be pregnant throughout eternity? And I paused for a second and I said, yes, It's called hell.
That's brutal.
There are some unanswered questions about all of this, but I do think we're going to know one another.
The David Spoon Experience. You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. Email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Our crack engineer, producer, slash reporter did a little checking on the Chiron word. And it is true that it is a Chiron, but she has some better words for it. It's that stuff underneath. They call it a crawler?
A crawler. Crawling across the screen.
Crawling across the screen.
Or a news ticker.
Or a news ticker.
Or a slide.
Or a slide. Any of those things that have adjectives, when it says like this, the really dopey, mean President Trump, okay, that's all adjectives that don't need to be there. Consequently, when it says the really dopey, mean AOC, that shouldn't be there. That might be more accurate, but it shouldn't be there, is my whole point. That's all I'm making. It's the only point I'm making. Don't get mad at me.
Laura Ingraham did Beto O'Rourke is a moron on hers, and it stayed up there for half a minute.
See? Yeah, it's like, okay. You know, I don't mind the bias. I gotta say, if they would just say, we're biased. You call this show, you talk to me on this show, I'm biased, okay? I think everybody that is against God is a theophobe, okay? That they have a phobia of God. And the reason is because when they die, they're going to face God, and they don't want to deal with the judgment. That's just kind of my take on it. And then I think people are bibliophobes. They're afraid of the Bible. Why? Because if it's true, they're in big trouble. That's my bias. And my answer to that is some people listen to the show because of that bias. I have zero problem saying I have a bias. God picked Israel over all the other nations. Don't tell me he doesn't got favorites in that sense. In another sense, he wants everybody to be saved. In another sense, it's Israel, not all the others. The only disagreement I have with God is if Israel turned left instead of right, they'd have had the oil, it'd been a lot of money. Okay, never mind. That's a little bit of my background. It's a joke, people. Take a deep breath. You don't have to stop your car and scream up to heaven and go, why? Why? Because God can always come back and go, why not? That's the way I look at that. Well, what are we doing? We're doing Dr. B, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Dr. B.
Back to the show.
Yeah, back to the show. Dr. Brandon Brown. Dr. B, what do we got? My wife went to Dr. B today. I told you she was having back problems. He's the director of the Specific Chiropractic Centers in Richardson. Here's the bottom line. And I just found out he's going to be doing a kind of a seminary kind of thing. So there'll be kind of like free, like, I don't want to say there's free examinations, but there might be some free work there done. And if you're a person that's having some pain or Rooney, you want to do something about that. You want to get that taken care of. Get in touch with Dr. B. You can go to drbrandonbrown.com. Now, the doctor is just Dr. drbrandonbrown.com. Okay? drbrandonbrown.com. You can call him at 972-454-9363. It's 972-454-9363. And here's a guy that I'm having my wife go to so that she can be out of pain in her back. I don't know. How do you think I feel about him? Right? A couple things you don't do wrong in relationships and in life, and that is have your wife go somewhere where you're not confident. Bad idea. Dumb idea. See, there's dumb idea. That would be at the top. 972-454-9363. He is the chiropractor extraordinaire. We call him Dr. B. Dr. Brandon Brown. Dr. brandonbrown.com. If you ever have a problem getting to any people I talk about, you can go to davidspoon.com and look under my sponsors or our sponsors. Or it's like something about our great sponsors or great sponsors. It's the word sponsors. And then there's all their links. All right, let's get back to this. It's a fascinating subject, and I think people would really do well to listen to some of this. So there's a passage in Isaiah chapter 43. It says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it?" There is a historical context for this, but I'm not discussing the historical context. We're talking about the dynamic application principle, the DAP principle. And what that is sometimes you'll pick up the Bible, you'll read something, and it will speak to you. And what's amazing is even though it was written in context in the past for a situation, the Holy Spirit still enables you to connect to it. That's a dynamic application principle, and that's the word speaking. Now, you got a problem where some people are doing the open sesame thing and stuff like that. I'm not talking about any of that rubbish. I'm talking about you're reading your Bible, da-da-da-da-da, and then all of a sudden, da-zing, something jumps out, and you go, wow. I never saw that that way. And then, or it has personal application and it encourages you in a relationship towards the Lord. All that's great. It's fantastic. There's nothing wrong with any of that. That's why the Word of God is called alive. And so in Isaiah 43, 18 and 19, it says, "Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past." There's too many people who walk around who name the name of Christ who do a lot of looking backwards. And have you ever noticed, I'm just going to ask you this, and you can tell me what your answer is. Have you ever gone to an intersection before? Now, I've crashed my bike at the busiest intersection in Southfield, Michigan, and laid sprawled on the floor, on the cement, right? Here's the thing. The thing is, you don't go through an intersection looking backwards and driving forwards. Do you know why? Because it is dangerous. It is dangerous to look back while you're driving forward. And when a lot of people in our lives, in our circles, are doing the if only attitude, they're doing exactly that. You see, here's something I want to tell you that's super duper duper important. Ready? You can't do anything about the past. Can you just, I mean, I don't know if you're an amen person or not an amen person, it doesn't matter, but on this one, you gotta go amen, because you can't unravel the past because you're a linear being, okay? Not linear, linear being, which means that you operate from point A to point B, from birth to death, and you are anticipating or hoping that beyond death, there is eternity. But God is an interlinear being. He is not stuck by time, but you are. And you can't go back and unravel. People say, well, you can go back and you can make amends. Hey, you know what you can't do? You can't really make the clock go backwards. Sorry. Can't do it. So the answer to that is stop it, because you can't do it. You can't undo. You and I and everybody I've ever met in my entire existence have done things in our past that we would be like, if I could meet myself, I would slap myself. It's like, whack, don't do that. Guess what? Too late. You did it. Move on. So here's the thing. You can build a shrine to it and be stuck in it, or you can move forward. Which would you prefer to do? Because looking back will not change a thing. You can do nothing about your past business relationships. You can do nothing about your past jobs. You can do nothing about your past relationships. You can do nothing about the past in bad church experiences. You can't undo it. You can only move forward and have better ones. Do you see what I'm saying? So there's this mindset that you do at some point have to go, let that go. And the problem is we are really good at not holding on to the good things and holding on to the things that are not good. You just imagine Jesus talking to his disciples about this going, okay, remember to have faith. And then Jesus going, okay, move forward. And then you just see the disciples going, okay, I'm going to not move forward. And what was that thing about faith? It's like, you just know that's you. That's me. We do this. And I could bring in a bunch of scriptures, and I'm actually going to do a part two on this tomorrow because I've kind of decided to go that route. But I'm trying to hammer home a very important point. The past is, get ready for it, get ready, in the past. see, in the past, see. You know what you can't do? You can't go back and relearn to tie your shoes. It's over. You can't unspill the milk. Move on. Oh, if only I'd have done this. Yeah, well, you didn't. Yeah, well, that didn't happen. Well, if only, yeah, well, if, and here's the big one that Christians do all the time. If only God would have answered this prayer. Wait, so let me get this straight. Not only have you become the master of time, but you've become the master of God by telling God he could have done a better job doing it different. If I could undo things, would I? Sure. Everybody goes, well, I have no regrets. The only advantage in that I could say is those people probably have no memory. But I don't want to live in those memories. I don't want to exist in that. I don't want to stay in that. Because things that hurt me from the past that I hang on to don't help me. They're not helping me. They're hurting me. And guess who wants to use things to hurt me? It's not God. I can give you that as a clue. The devil wants to hurt me. Satan wants to hurt me. Demons want to hurt me. So they bring up all the bad past as often as they can. You don't think so? Just think about the last time this happened to you. Maybe you didn't see the demon, but you heard him. That's what I'm trying to get to you. Gotta forget the former things. I'm going to talk about that a little more in depth using another passage to go alongside of this. This isn't psychology. This is let it go and go forward. Get it? That's all you got to do, folks. The question is how? And that's what we're going to deal with when we get back. I think we're at the break point, so you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Who is David Spoon?
We have on the line Tina from Elkhorn. Tina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing today?
I am doing great.
Is this the first time you've heard the show?
No, I listen to you every time I get into my car when I leave my job.
Ah, awesome. Thank you very much. Is there anything that we can be praying for just to be in agreement with you regarding anything that the Lord's working on in you?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, fire away.
First of all, I'd like to see my family's hearts turned. Second of all, I am not putting God first, and I'm not being obedient in certain ways. Let me sum it up a little bit. I have a boyfriend.
Okay.
I should answer it. So I really need prayer to get back on track with God.
Okay, let me pray with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's pray. Lord, we just come before you right now, and we lift up Tina to you, and we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that first and foremost you would work on her family's hearts, that there'd be a softening and that there'd be a grace and a mercy given to the family and between the relationship that Tina has with the family, and we just pray that your mercy would prevail, and we just pray that you would encourage her. Instead of this being a discouragement, let this become an encouragement that she is a daughter of the Most High, seeking out help from her Heavenly Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Wow, look at that hail!
Wow, look at my neighbor's car!
Wow, look at your roof!
Uh-oh. It's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly. He's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number, too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED, because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name off the top of your head?
And his website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs. Whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections, I'll call John at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered because reliability starts at the top.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Man, I love that song. That's a really good song. Let's see. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook davidspoonmedia. Let's see. I'm going to do John's read, not this hour, but the next hour. So let's do Jamie's right now. I know all my people. Jamie Blumenthal. I told you, if somebody doesn't like that music, write a better song for money. I just think it's great. Come on, you got to be kidding. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal. Him and his wonderful wife, Nancy. Bottom line, retiretherightway.com. And so essentially what it comes down to is people that have no plan whatsoever tend to have maybe a little bit more of an uprising and things that are not anticipated. Now, having said that, I want to be sure you understand that Jamie understands this. You're not supposed to stress or worry, plan or no plan. You're not supposed to operate in fear or in things like that. That's just bad stuff. But you want to do your best to make the best plans you can and then ask God to bless your plans. And if the Lord sees fit to bless them, yay, you're blessed. It's like the prayer of Jabez. Yay, it worked. But sometimes he'll say no. Sometimes he'll say yes. You want to at least do your best in due diligence. So you want to get in touch with Jamie, retiretherightway.com. Retiretherightway.com. They're saying plan right. Retire the right way. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. Good news. I think Jamie's doing one of his sonars today. If you meet with him, by the way, you get you can each have coffee, but you get a book. And it's a book that's listed on Amazon. I think it's like $20-$30. He just gives you the book just to meet with him, talk to him, see if you got yourself all situated. And he works with people at every level. Which means for those that are like, well, I hardly have anything. That's exactly why you want to talk to them. Start that process going. So we have a lot of respect for that. It's a tough industry. That's a tough, tough industry. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. Hello to Jamie. All right, so we've been talking about the past. And I want to make sure we kind of have this narrowed down or nailed down, especially when it comes to past relationships and past churches. I've had bad past businesses, bad situations, bad past relationships, and bad church experiences. How bad was my bad church experience? I wrote a book about it. Did that change what happened? Nope. In fact, the premise of the book, so you can know ahead of time, is if the Lord allowed it, there has to be something that comes out of it. So instead of looking back and going blah, 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 you can look forward and go, hey, I wonder what the Lord's going to bring out of that. I think a lot of people look backwards and they think, oh, in a failed relationship, let me just say it. Oh, that was just a disaster. We were together X amount of times and this happened. Did you have kids? Are you telling me that that wasn't a gift? So don't say everything bad came out. That's just kind of silly thinking, okay? That's like being four. So let's not be four. Let's be adults about it. It's like, okay, that didn't work out. Here we go, moving forward. And you can't be stuck in that past because that past will suck the life out of you. Dave, you shouldn't talk like that. You know exactly that that's what it does. I don't have to apologize for that. That's exactly what happens. So that Isaiah passage, that Isaiah 43, and I'm going to hook it into Philippians in a second. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? It's so wonderful because it's like, okay, you know, that was then. Got it. Don't dwell there. I'm doing new stuff. Yeah. Don't you perceive it? Well, you can't perceive the new things God is doing if you're stuck looking in the past. Because there's no way to see what's coming if you're only looking at what has happened. And it's funny because the passage, he ends the passage, listen to this line. People forget that Isaiah, how much depth is in Isaiah. He says, I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. I'm not sure if you're familiar with how this is kind of breaking down, but I lived in Arizona for a long time. I can tell you about wilderness, okay? There's a lot of place where it's a lot of hot. I was attacked by a scorpion. It was kind of like, right? And it was a one with a red little tail, a white one with a black and red little tail. Those are the ones that kill you. And it landed on my neck. It was like, yay, 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 right? But wasn't time to go. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is in a desert, it's dry. In fact, there's a commercial in Arizona. It goes dry, dusty, dusty. And it's all about this breathing problem that people have because it's so dry. Well, in the midst of dry, you know what God does? He drops in a river. It's like, wait, you're not supposed to do that. But that's the great thing about God. He doesn't care. Ah, watch this. You think it's dry? Bazing! There's a river. That's right. I think God goes bazing. So the idea is to understand what it is that the Lord does. He brings rivers in the desert, streams in the wasteland. And you think, but Dave, you can't just look forward. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. In context, by the way, of developing and growing in Christ, Paul says this, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. So what direction do you think Paul's looking in? Okay, this is, I'm not there. I'm not where Jesus was. I'm not at that place. I got a long way to go. But you know, this one thing I'm doing, I'm going to forget what's behind and I'm going to look forward to what's ahead. Does that need defense? I can't believe that would need defense. You and I, you as the listening audience, know that's right. Even if you're not a Christian, you know that's right. I mean, that's the most amazing part. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you don't want to dwell in the past. And if you're going to do that, then just take the meds. Forget about it, right? You know exactly what I'm talking about. And especially if you are a Christian, how the enemy uses that past to try and keep us on the sidelines, right? You got some churches that won't let people minister. I'm just going to say it and get in trouble for it later. I don't care. What are they going to do? They can't take heaven from me. It's God's to give. So you got people that have been faithful in marriage, and their marriage ends up in a disaster, right? And then the church will say, well, you can't be in full-time ministry or you can't be in this position for 20 years until you prove yourself. Let me just say something real quickly. The guy in the garden in the cemetery, not the garden, the Garden of Gardenes, that cemetery area, who had the legion of demons, which while legion is 6,000, probably more, just like thousands and thousands, you know, and some people say, well, it's 2,000 because of the pigs. It doesn't matter. He just had a ton of demons, and Jesus casts out the demon. First, he pulls the demon out. Then he says, what's your name? The demon goes, Legion. He goes, out you go, into the pig, so we know that it's out of the guy. The guy's sitting there in his right mind. He gets clothed, and then Jesus says, go minister. He doesn't say, go to church 101. And make sure that they like the way you do delivery. And make sure that you say it right and give the pamphlet right. Jesus said, go tell everybody. And the scriptures say that people were astounded at his testimony. Okay? People get so caught up in the past that they cannot move forward in ministry because of something that happened 20, 25, 30, 35 years ago. Are you kidding? Moses killed somebody. He killed somebody. Paul was an asset to the death penalty for Stephen, the first martyred Christian that we look at in Acts. How did Paul end up doing? Pretty good. How did Moses end up doing? Pretty good. See what I'm saying? You don't let that stuff stop you. God has a plan. Forward we go. This one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, bingo. You know how you get away from the past? You turn your head. If you're looking left and left is your past, look right. If you're looking right and right is your past, look left. Go in the other direction. Because there's so much to see that's coming around the corner. You know what? We have no idea what tomorrow brings. But we can know him who brings tomorrow. No, okay. So I don't have to live in that rubbish. No. In fact, you shouldn't. In fact, when Jesus preached, when the disciples preached, when Peter preached, when John the Baptist preached, when all of them preached, you know what they said? Repent, turn, and have a new life in God. Oh, I like it. Right. How long do we got? Are we like at a minute? What are we at? Yeah, like 3 minutes? All right. I wanted to know, because here's the bottom line. For those of you that are trying to move forward, but you keep feeling the pull back. That's not imaginary. That's just demonic. It's what it is.
Well, demons can't affect Christians.
Okay. Have you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude, or Revelation? I'm just curious. Any of those? Have you read any of those? The entire there's spiritual warfare against who? You! You're a believer. You make Satan sick. You make him want to throw up. Of course he's going to throw your past at your face. He's the accuser. So what you do? Look the other way. Look with God. Forget what was. Start seeing what can be in him. How awesome is that? That's a freeing opportunity. That's where you see the truth set people free. Take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Whether you're buying a new home or selling your current home or both, you want to work with somebody who's completely committed to the process and believes it's as important as you do. The answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. In real estate, there are people who get involved to make a few extra dollars. There's nothing wrong with that, but if you're interested in working with somebody who's committed to the process of treating people like family and approaching real estate the way that would be best for you, the answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. With every client, she sees an opportunity to honor the Lord and to do the ministry he has called her to do faithfully. For her, it's not a job, it's a calling. The answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. Call Pam at 817-505-5541 or visit blessedrealtycompany.com. Have a meeting with her at no obligation. She'll be glad to help you and will do whatever she can to be a blessing.
Then they complained to Moses, against Moses and Aaron, and they said it had been better for us to die in Egypt or even here in the wilderness. Their theory in that thought process is they're thinking it'd be better for us if we just died in the wilderness or back in Egypt where we know where things were at, as opposed to going to a new land and being consumed by these big people. This is a terrible idea. There's some commentators that believe that their complaining really has to do with they thought it would be better to die over time in the wilderness or over time in Egypt versus going to the land and being immediately killed by these big people. And they were bumming. And look what they said. Wouldn't it be better to go back to Egypt? How quick we forget what the bondage is once you're out. Oh, how quickly do you forget the bondages that God brought you through once you're away from it? Like, I don't remember being that bad.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
If Jesus.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I have a confession to make. I'd be very careful on some of these confessions. I wanted to see Sam Elliott in a movie because we were doing the Here in Texas thing. And so I don't know if you guys know this or not, but the movies he's in, not exactly Christian-based. Kind of attitude is what I would say, but that doesn't mean he's not a fantastic actor. I did not realize he was in one of those movies that had to do with cleaning up an establishment of drinking.
Oh,
yeah. I forgot about that.
He was just in A Star Is Born.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
He's the brother.
Okay. I'm not the sharpest guy. You know, somebody will be on television. This is absolutely true. And Noel, she'll know, I mean, exactly who, whatever, and I'll go, who's that? And then she'll say something, and it's like, looks like this cousin once removed, third time over, kind of.
He was in Mask with Cher.
Yeah. Okay. You see, you got to help me with something I would, you know. He was in Star Trek, you know, so you got to help me. Help me, woman, help me. All right, let's see. Email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website, davidspoonmedia.com, and Facebook, David Spoon Media. And obviously, we're going to forego the trivia today, but tomorrow could be a bonus contest because I got two really, really, really good but challenging trivia questions. Before we get there, let's make sure we give our props to our good friend, John.
Big John.
I'm more connected to John now that I know that this song was the number one song on the day I was born. Just Big John. I just think that's hilarious. 469 Blessed, 469 BLESSED, 469 Blessed. If you have any roof damage, you probably know whether you have roof damage. You probably don't need anybody to inspect. What? You don't go up on your roof and figure out whether you have roof damage? Somebody will do that for you for free. No cost. You don't have to sign something for them to look at it. Well, no, if they go up and look at it, Dave, then if there's something wrong, then they have to do it. No, that is incorrect. You can have them check it out. Have them check it out. See what happens. 469 Blessed, 469 BLESSED, theblessedroofingcompany.com. Because the company is called The Blessed Roofing Company. TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com. Talk to John. You can get a free snow cone from him, not from me. He's got the snow cone place right next to his place in Great Bend. I can't do anything about that. I'm getting a free snow cone next time I go. just saying. 469 Blessed. 469 BLESSED. I think it's Heavenly Snow Cone. I got to find out what the name is. It's like Heavenly Snow Cone. Free inspections, roof repair, roof replacements, any kind of roof issue. Somebody just had a separate roof issue on a carport, and he's helping with that. He does all that stuff. He's so good. 469 Blessed. 469 BLESSED. BlessedRoofingCompany.com. All right, so obviously I'm keying in on this for a reason. Not just for you, but for me. Not just for me, but for all of us. And I've been talking about forgetting the former things and really recognizing you can't do anything about the past. About business, business relations. You can't do anything about relationships. I think that's probably the thing that people carry over the most are failed relationships. I'm not talking about failed relationships when you were in the fourth grade. You know, I'm talking about those first, that beginning part. Some people have done fantastic, walked all the way through. If you're somebody who's in tune with Hollywood, you think you should have 50 or 60 of these relationships. We obviously know those people are nuts, so we don't really care about that. But if you have something that's happened in the past and there's pain or problems or trouble, listen. You know, there's a reason that our God is redemptive. And so we let go of what was, we move forward to what is. There's an interesting passage in Acts chapter 7. This is one of the earlier passages I preached on, I almost say 38 years ago. Wow. I don't feel that old, but it's so weird to hear that, you know, 38 years ago. It's in Acts chapter 7, verse 39, and this is Stephen giving his speech. He says, "But our ancestors refused to obey him," referring to the children of Israel in the wilderness and referring to Moses. "But our ancestors refused to obey him. Instead, referring to Moses and God. Our ancestors refused to obey him. Instead, they rejected him and in their hearts turned back to Egypt." You know what the problem that the children of Israel had once they were out is their hearts would pull them back. And because their hearts were pulling them back, they were disobedient to the Lord. They couldn't even do what God wanted them to do. Now, listen to how crazy it sounds now, and then understand this is not that far off from your life. God pulls the children of Israel out of bondage. People have been talking about slavery in America and the wrongs of it. None of it was right. None of it, of course, was the same principle that's in the Bible. But that's one thing has nothing to do with another. Here's the main principle. Israel was slaves for 400 years. God comes along, frees Israel, brings them through the desert. Now, God never brings you out of something without bringing you into something. Where is he bringing the children of Israel? Just think about the stories you've heard and so on and so forth, and think about reading the Bible. It's like God brings them out of Egypt, takes them through the wilderness, and is going to bring them into the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but a promised land sounds good. It's like, sounds good, right? No, that sounds like, yeah, I want to go there. Promised land. You know, all the rides at Disneyland, no lines. Like, yeah, oh, yeah, sure. You know, kind of mentality. Just bear with me. So the idea behind that is to comprehend or to understand that God was going to bring them out of something, and they got to go through the desert, and then once they're through the desert, then boom, something great, right? But before they can get to the something great, something in their heart pulls them back to the bondage and the evil. They could have gotten to the promised land faster than 40 years if they weren't dopey about it. And you can more likely get to the things God has in mind faster if your heart is not attached to the past and keeps pulling you in the wrong direction. You think about that. You think about how that the past has a large amount of pain in it, and to dwell in that past is not Einsteinic. That's a word I made up. It's not in the dictionary. Einsteinic. Guess what it stands for? People being Einsteinish. It's another word. The idea is to keep in mind that looking back can create a lot of danger. How much danger? I don't know. Here's a word that Jesus said. Remember Lot's wife. What did Lot's wife do? Well, when they left Sodom and Gomorrah, get ready. She looked back. Turned into a salt stick. It's like, what? Well, the Lord wouldn't do that. Well, he might not turn you into a salt stick now, but you're creating problems by looking back to Sodom and Gomorrah, to Egypt, to things that God has brought you out of. And you think, well, the past, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't all that bad. Well, fantastic, brother. Fantastic, sister. But it's still the past. Time to go forward. And if it involved any kind of sin, it was wrong. I'm just saying. Maybe it didn't involve sin. Maybe your past is good and it's great and the Lord bless you through. God bless you. But you still have to go forward. You can remember all the great things you want. It's the things that suck the life out of you that you got to get rid of. It's the things that bring you down. It's the things that drain you. It's the things that separate you from God. It's the things that pull you backwards. Anything that's good in the kingdom of God, love, enjoy, and look forward to more. Anything that's doing the opposite of that, dump it as fast as you can. Two days ago, I went in and my wife had bought a loaf of bread from a store. I'm not going to say which store it was, but it rhymes with mall rot. And then I opened up the bread and everything's fine. The last 2 days ago, I went and opened up the bread. Guess what? There was mold on the bread. Not like 1 inch, but like 5 inches of mold. Guess what you do when you have moldy bread? What do you do with it? You throw it out! I'm not giving that to my dog. I'll be at the vet in an hour. You toss it. That's enough. That bread's gone. We're moving on. What am I going to do? New loaf of bread. Potato bread. I love it. So here's the bottom line. Let it go. Move it forward. Go forward. Right? Back to the future. That's where you got to go. Back to the future. Now, if you think this was intense, tomorrow is going to be part two. More intense. Get ready. We're going to be living in tents, just like the children of Israel. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break. Then we're going to come back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk with you tomorrow.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.